The following program is created for informational purposes only and does not constitute as medical advice. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host. If you think you may have a medical emergency, consult your doctor.
This is where the healing begins.
This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or schedule an appointment online, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today, we are talking a bit about structure, function in the office, and what makes our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic different than likely the pain-based offices you might have seen beforehand. You know, we talk a lot about getting to the root cause and whole body wellness. And it was so interesting because of a research article that I had found recently, but it was talking about how even restoring the curve in your neck can have an effect on lumbosacral radiculopathy. So that's like your lower back radiating down your leg. How correcting the structure of your spine and your neck can actually have an effect on the almost sciatic presentation in your back. But so I really want to break down when we talk about what that means from a root cause. If someone once told you you've lost the curve in your neck, or you have military neck, if you will, but more so how we work with that. Now, that being said, I would say the biggest question we always get when scheduling a new patient appointment is, you know, what does that look like? And I think that's a very good and it's a very fair question. You know, initially when a patient comes into the office, the first thing that we'll do is we'll sit down and go through an in-depth, in-detail, comprehensive exam, like a consult. First and foremost, what's the history? What have you experienced before? What worked? What hasn't? And every aspect is slightly different. I think about this past week, I had seen someone with a headache. And most of the time, they'll kind of come and go. But there was an event that happened that this woman has had a headache nonstop for the last 7 months. And no, she doesn't have a brain tumor. Like, they've already ruled that out. You know, and just to see someone who comes into the office in just tears because of what they've experienced. And, you know, it's somewhat unfortunate that we might not be an individual's first stop, but it's one that we have tissues in the back, and I get, and my doctors and my team get the opportunity, ability at our office to be able to see that person in 30, 60, or 90 days to say, hey, look at all the changes that you've made since sitting in that exam room, you know, 6 months ago. And so it's an opportunity. So we sit down, we go through an exam to see posture changes. We have surface EMG. So it allows us to see damage on nerves that go out to the muscles, as well as we have a weight differential and we do range of motion. It's always interesting to see the weight differential. There are scales that allow us to see how you're measuring your weight different, like how you're carrying it differently, which, for example, you know, if someone has hip pain or knee pain, but their pelvis is rotated and they're carrying 5, 10, 15 more pounds on one side than the other, then it would make sense that they might have an increase in hip pain, knee pain, ankle, plantar fasciitis. That's another. I was chatting with a colleague of mine, well, colleague, friend, maybe I would say more so, she's not a chiropractor. And she was talking, she was in a walking boot. And I said, what happened to your foot? And she said, well, I have plantar fasciitis. And I said, I can say that I have mostly found that a lot of that has to deal with rotation in the lumbar and the pelvis. If you're carrying weight differently, your hips, your knees, and your feet are going to strike. What is plantar fasciitis? Plantar is foot, itis is inflammation, right? Of the fascia. So it's inflammation of the fascia in your foot. That's literally what it means. Plantar, foot, fascia, what it is, itis, inflammation. Foot, fascia, inflammation. That's what it is. So, and you're like, but why? And they're like, I don't know, here's a steroid. And you're like, so a lack of steroids, what caused that? But anyways, we go through and figure out like, what is it that you need? If there's any secondary imaging, like x-rays, that's something that we can do in our office. If it's something that is beyond just x-rays, where there is a neurological implication that is in there as well, then we send out for an MRI. And it allows us, so how we kind of work that is we see, what do you present with? Is there secondary imaging that may be needed? How do you adjust and respond to that adjustment? What do your x-rays look like or the MRI look like? And then we put it together to make a plan, right? We come up with a plan. That plan is not, let's get you popped and come back and we can see how you did. That plan is, from the expertise that we've had, a decade and a half of the office being open in practice with the doctors, we have over 3 decades cumulative worth of practice to be like, here's what we think. If you have insurance, we can get it checked and verified and we'll say, here's what's going on and here's what we think we need to do to get started. Frequency, time, cost, insurance, out of pocket. You know, and so many times people are very concerned about what their, you know, I don't have insurance or I'm getting insurance. What does my out of pocket cover? And we're in and out of network with different insurance companies. One that we are in network with, more recently had an $80 copay. Which I think is so interesting because our cash pay isn't $80. So people are like, I demand to use my insurance. I'm like, okay, like I have to charge you exponentially more than I would if you just wanted to pay cash. And I get that frustration, but in reality, like I don't make the rules, I just play by them. And if that's what your insurance says, I have to charge you, that's what I'm contracted to do. And so, you know, we have multiple family member discounts. So there's always a concern about costs, and I can understand. Though that being said, our goal is to ensure that we have the ability to see not only individuals, but help get full families well. That's our goal and our job at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. So oftentimes it's some of those ones where people call in and they're like, well, what does it look like? Initial exam, consultation. Do we need or does your symptoms warrant any secondary imaging? Doing kind of a trial adjustment to see how you adjust and respond to that, and then coming up with a plan. Not too crazy, not too complicated, but allows us to get down to the root cause of the problem. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about structure, function, what we do. But before that, let's talk about some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications. Maybe.
Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
Today's Health in the News. Today's Health in the News. Dementia risk could be higher for adults who experience this type of injury, study finds. So if you want to know what it is, let's jump right into it. Well, and I thought this was really interesting only because the research, and this isn't the Health in the News, I'll get to there in a second, but one of the research articles that I was bringing today, not this one specifically, was talking about how a loss of curvature in your neck versus increasing the curvature in your neck, as you increase the curvature in your neck via corrective chiropractic care, structural-based correction actually increases the amount of blood in your brain, your blood flow to your brain, and how that has a very large risk of like Alzheimer's and dementia. So I thought that was kind of interesting. But anyway, so they talk about dementia risk could be higher for older adults who experience this type of injury. So after getting injured after a fall may be an early sign of dementia in older adults. This was a published study in JAMA Network Open. This study quantifies a diagnostic pattern that primary care providers have recognized for quite some time. Falls often precede a dementia diagnosis, and older adults who experience a fall undergo cognitive screening. So they looked at 2 million Medicare claim data for more than 2 million adults age 66 and older who are diagnosed with traumatic injury that results in an emergency department visit or hospital admission between 2014 and 2015. So it's a bit later. Half of the injuries were a result of falls. The researcher also followed up data for at one least after tracking how often participants were diagnosed with dementia. Among the patients who experienced a fall, 10.6 were diagnosed with some sort of dementia within a year. The study also analyzed data from older adults who experienced an injury from an event other than falling, such as a motor vehicle collision. Among the older adults with other types of injuries, 6.1% were subsequently diagnosed with dementia. So after accounting for variables that could potentially influence a result, such as demographics, severity of injuries, underlying medical issues, the patients with fall-related injuries were 20% more likely to be diagnosed with dementia compared to those with other types of injuries. So the question is, do falls cause dementia? And so approximately 1 in 10 adults over the age of 65 has dementia. One of the main limitations of research is that it only looks at records back in time. So it's unclear whether falls are causing dementia or if adults who are at risk for dementia are more likely to experience a fall. So they said, we believe the latter is more likely. Mild cognitive impairment or undiagnosed dementia may be likely to experience a fall during a change in their gait or balance. The falls then lead to having more interaction with healthcare system, which could result in that diagnosis. I wonder about the car accidents, though, because it doesn't dive down deeper into the car accidents. So they said there's a shifting paradigm. I think about this so much, and mostly it's like we should teach folks the value of examining brain function. And I'm like, yep. But they talk about preventing falls, and they're like, well, review your risk, keep moving, seek medical attention, and do a home inspection. But I always think about this, like, with more structural corrective chiropractic, that's one where your inner ear serves for two functions, for you to hear and for you to keep your balance. And so we always talk about the 10th cranial nerve, the vagus nerve, your autonomic nervous system, and all of the things. But when we talk about like vertigo or when people are weak, gosh, I think about this so often. You know, obviously keep moving is muscles, but muscles that you have need a nerve innervation and a proper flowing nerve innervation that comes from your brain. So like, what if we could ensure that we keep opening up these spaces, keeping mobility through the joints, opening up the spaces for the nerves that go out to the muscles so they can become and remain strong, right? We do a lot of talks about how maintaining muscle is so important as we age, because oftentimes that'll help reduce fall risk as well. So I think when we look at it, you're just like, what, you know, and then again, we talk about the importance of increasing a cervical curve to increase blood flow to the brain, which I'll talk about more of that specific research study, because there's tons of information about that. And we'll dive down deeper into that more next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. For more information and to schedule an appointment, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. That's GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today, we are talking about the value in having proper structure, function of your nervous system. This all came, I referenced this research article. It was published in Brain Circulation, published March of 2019. And I talk about this often because what we do is beyond just the standard rack 'em and stack 'em pain-based chiropractor. Now, what does that mean? We look at the structure and how to correct the structure. So we go to chiropractic school and we graduate, and that's really awesome. Chiropractic in general is amazing, and it's pain-based. So it's not one that you will often do x-rays or follow-up x-rays in a standard pain-based office, because that structure is not going to change. More specifically, the technique in which we use at Greenwood Family Chiropractic is CBP and Pettibon. CBP stands for chiropractic biophysics. So it's all mirror image adjusting. So it's an advanced certification following graduation. So that's one where people are like, well, I've seen chiropractors before and it didn't work for me. And I'm like, yep, that's probably the pain-based one. And that's great. We do manual adjustments with our hands, but all of ours is mirror image adjusting. There's pre and post adjustment therapies, as well as neuromuscular education. Because what's going to happen is in the beginning, I'm going to adjust you, but those muscles are going to fight and pull that adjustment right back out of alignment. It's where you look at the pre and post adjustment therapy. So someone asked me just the other day, because he had come into the office and said, hey, like, here's what I'm having. I'm having all these problems. Can I just pop in like every once in a while to get adjusted? Like, I don't want to go through a plan. I don't actually want to get it corrected. I just, like, every time I have pain, can I just hop in? And I said, of course, you could do anything. You're an adult. But it would never, ever be my recommendation. Here's what I find more often than not that happens. And how we treat chiropractic is that of a glorified Advil. You have a headache, you go in and get adjusted. You have neck pain, you go in and get adjusted. You have back pain, you go in to get adjusted. You have knee pain, you might go in to get adjusted. And then we do that a couple times and the pain goes away. But oftentimes there's still an underlying root cause of the problem that may not be addressed. So if you have degeneration, if you've lost the cervical curve, consider cervical lordosis. If you have the start of arthritis, my analogy that I use that the average person will very much understand is like saying, you come in with a toothache and you say, you know what? Here's a little bit of Orajel. Slap it on there. Little bit of Orajel, little bit of Orajel. You can still eat the same. You still do all the same things. And that sensitivity goes away. And then a little bit while longer, you go in, the toothache happens again. Couple of Orajels, right? Pain goes away. And so we do this for years and years and years. And 10 years in, we think, gosh, you know what? It's not working anymore. Because what I used to do is I used to just do a couple days of Orajel and my tooth pain went away. But what you're experiencing now is no longer a cavity. Now it's that pain in your tooth is a root canal or a tooth extraction. But had you dealt and actually corrected that cavity, it would have never progressed into something more severe. Now let's alter that to your back pain, right? I have back pain. It comes and goes. I pop in every now and again. I get a couple of adjustments. My back pain goes away. I'm always, right, a couple years later, back goes out again. No big deal. Go to the chiropractor a couple times. Back pain goes away. And we think, why would I keep getting adjusted? Because my back pain went away. But again, if you have structural misalignment, that structure itself is not correct, then it keeps coming back. And someone comes to me 10 years in and says, well, how come this isn't two or three adjustments to fix my problem? But you've had 10 years of degeneration. You have 20 to 30% more degeneration in your spine than 10 years ago because you didn't actually get that structure corrected. You could have stopped that progression of osteoarthritis, degenerative disc disease, but we just slapped the Band-Aid on it. So of course, if I have the opportunity to get someone adjusted 5 to 10 times and I never see them again, I'm happy that I had the opportunity to help them 5 or 10 times. But if you tell me or ask me, where's your heart at? And is that what you want to see? My answer is going to be no. I want to actually set up a plan that works on getting to the root cause of the problem. I want to work hard to figure out what the problem is. I want to work even harder to figure out how we look at reversing that root cause of the problem. Is it something that you just carry tension in your neck, or is it because you've lost the curvature and you have tons of forward head posture and those muscles are now compensating for that underlying structural damage? And then on the other part, when we look about this brain circulation and where this falls into place, you know, when you walk into my office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic and I wonder, what's your cervical curve look like? And they're like, what does that have to do with anything? And you're like, that has to do with everything, absolutely everything. So this article that was published in Brain Circulation, this is, so I'm going to read it to you and then I'm going to break down and give you some context. So increase in cerebral blood flow indicated by increased cerebral arterial area and pixel intensity on brain magnetic resonance angiogram following correction of cervical lordosis. I always feel like it's fair to read you like the whole one because some of you will understand every single one of those words. Other people will be like, was that English? The answer is yes, it's medical English. So basically what they're looking at is loss of a cervical curve. So if you hold your hand up to your face and you kind of arc it towards you, that's what your cervical curve should look like. You should have this forward cervical lordosis. That is meant to be had. Though oftentimes now, motor vehicle accidents, poor posture, especially with like iPads and phones, you know, you always talk about like military neck. Why? Because they'd be like, stand up straight. And they would pull their chin back. And they'd do that over time. It was just a small repetitive trauma. Or, you know, if they had any gear or helmets. And so you lose that curvature. And that's not normal. And that can be restored. So what they looked at is MRA, brain magnetic resonance angiogram. So this looks at blood flow. It evaluates cerebral blood flow changes to the brain. And so they took patients, a group of patients, and they measured this curvature with x-rays. It's the only way you can actually measure that curvature is through x-rays, maybe an MRI, but mostly through x-rays is how it's done. Ideally 43 to 63. They said these individuals ranged anywhere from negative 13. So that would be kyphosis. That's backwards. To 19 degrees. And what they did is they took these individuals who had a loss of curvature and they did a pre and post adjustment on these patients. And they found the results of this is that pixel intensity increased between 23 to 225%, which means that they found an increase in that blood flow. So these results indicate that the correlation of that cervical curve may be associated with an immediate increase in cerebral blood flow, brain blood flow. And we don't think anything about cervical curve. Oh, you lost it. Yep, that's why your neck hurts. You lost it. And that's the question is someone actively trying to like work to get it back in? Like if I'm going to see someone, it's like, hey, you lost a cervical curve and you're like, is it a big deal? And you're like, absolutely, it's a big deal. And why they said it was such a big deal is because what they're finding a lot of are these neurodegenerative diseases, Alzheimer's, dementia, are linked to hypoxia, a lack of blood flow, right? So when you're like, hey, these pixel intensity are increasing, what that's telling you, it's indicating blood flow. Blood is what carries nutrients and oxygen to tissue. So a lot of these neurodegenerative diseases, Alzheimer's disease, dementia, are linked to hypoxia, that lack of oxygen. So it's like, what if we actually saw an increase in cerebral blood flow? And you're like, how would you do that? And you're like, it's not just any adjustment. It's more of a structural adjustment meant to restore the curvature in your neck. The average person has no idea that this even exists. But that's why when I saw this patient, you know, even recently, the one I referenced before who had this chronic headache for the last, you know, going on 6 months. And you're like, well, this is different. And you're like, it is. Because not everywhere you go is actually going to work on restoring that structure. inevitably our goal is, you know, if you have pelvic rotation, few and far times between, is it actually an anatomical leg length discrepancy? But what I find more so is that, you know, that pelvis is compensating for something else. So we do non-weight bearing x-rays in our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, because I want to take out any leg length differential, short leg, long leg, no leg. Now, here's the importance of this even more, is that we always think about loss of a cervical curve with like neck pain, right? But it is so much more. So the loss of cervical curve leads to a very large altered stress to the vertebral bodies, providing the basis for vertebral compression, osteoarthritis, and osteophyte formation consistent with Wolff's law. That law is basically, if there's unequal stress on a pressure on the joint changes. So that's part of the osteoarthritis process. Most people don't know that you can actually actively work on one, prevention, and two, reversing, up to a certain extent, depending on how severe that osteoarthritis is. But here's the other thing too, when you talk about why a cervical curve is so important. So obviously, in addition to these skeletal changes in the cervical spine, the muscle and the soft tissue that support the neck work harder to compensate for this biomechanical instability. And what it does is it creates soft tissue weakness and damage, such as, since the basilar artery is formed by the anterior spinal artery, which courses through the spinal cord and the vertebral arteries, which go up to the transverse foramina of the first six vertebra, what they found was that these stresses and strains applied to the spine can actually deal with the vascularity. So if you want to know why the cervical curve actually deals with the vascularity, that's exactly why. Here is what is honestly so interesting too. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, 317-893-2853. Now, someone might come in with lower back pain, and we might ask about neck and cervical spine and all of the other things. And sometimes people are like, why do you keep asking me about my neck? Right? Why do you keep asking me about my neck? Problems are in. And I'm like, well, okay, so here's why. Your body is a closed chain system, closed chain, which means you can't alter one thing and think that the segments or bones above and below are not going to compensate. That's why, like, if anyone's done something like sprain their ankle, they walk differently, their hip starts to hurt, their back starts to hurt, their neck starts to hurt. And you're like, did my sprained ankle make my neck hurt? And you're like, it did. That's just how, you know, structure works. So there are trials that have shown that correction, so that's actually regaining the cervical lordosis, improves neuromuscular skeletal conditions. And we'll talk specifically about what those are next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Videos, tips, deals, and more. Find Greenwood Family Chiropractic on Instagram. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. So I was in the car the other day and just happened to have the radio on. And it was also a time that I was also on the radio. And so my kids obviously know my voice. And it was so funny because my 3-4-year-old heard me say, "This is Dr. Leanne." And she said, "Dr. Leanne?" And I was like, "Yeah, that's me." She said, "You're a doctor?" I'm like a root cause doctor. Like, I, you know, my like when I leave and people are like, Mom, why do you have to go to work? And I tell them like, hey, my job is to help keep people healthy and strong, right? Like, my inevitable goal and purpose is to help get people. I said, don't you love how you're healthy and strong? Like, you know, not everyone has the knowledge to do that. And that's my job, is to help them keep their health, restore their health. And with that allows them to better serve God's purpose for them. So just kind of a cool thing to see now that my kids are just getting a little bit older, that they can see that a little bit. It was just, I don't know, it was really cute. So Dr. Leanne, like, yep. Yep, that's me. So today when we talk about getting healthier, so many times we just think about chiropractic for headaches, neck pain, and back pain. And that obviously does help. And where we think about health and wellness has to be like, what supplements am I taking? What nutrition? But the importance of a cervical curve, I cannot. So again, if you have a curve in your neck, right? And that curve, if you were to put your hand up where your palm faces your face, and you just arch your fingers and bend them a little bit, that's the forward cervical curve you should have in your neck. Now, when we talk about the importance, is that, you know, when they're lost, one is that it has an effect on blood flow, it has effect on physiology, the biomechanics, so it increases the rate of degeneration. The research article, the one I'm talking about here, which was published in Brain Circulation, it was published March of 2019, talks about how specifically with the technique that we use in our office, structural correction. So not all chiropractic actually looks at correcting the structure. They adjust, and that's great. It's typically pain-based. But they're not actually addressing if there's structural damage, which is where I've often kind of find people might see a benefit of chiropractic, but they feel like they plateau, or it doesn't like resolve all the way, or they'll see regression. One of the things that they talk about is just the amount of stress with, so if you lose that cervical curvature, so if a doctor told you you've lost the curve or you have a military neck, it does have a problem. It creates problems with the vertebral arteries. So this is likely due to the vasoelastic response under prolonged stress and strain due to the straightening or reversal of the cervical curve. So the arteries under prolonged stresses and strains become stiffer and less elastic. So what's interesting is, you know, this research goes through and talks a little bit more about restoration of the cervical curvature. So this is not just getting adjusted. It has to be measured with an x-ray. It has to be followed up with an x-ray. So the restoration of normal cervical curve may result in a slower response from arteries that were stressed and strained and from that loss of curvature. So you think about, you don't want that vertebral artery to really be stressed, because that's what brings blood to the brain. Now, the other aspect they talk about from a structure function standpoint is that a loss of cervical lordosis can affect lots of system in plays throughout the entire body. So more so the loss of cervical lordosis, or I should say improvement, correction, actually looking. And like, how do you correct? And you're like, through x-rays, here's what your cervical curve did look like. Here's what your cervical curve looks like now. Look at how it got better. So they talked about how increasing or correction of that cervical curve improves neuromusculoskeletal conditions such as cervical spondylitic radiculopathy. What does that mean? So pain in the neck, cervical spine is your neck, that radiates down to the shoulders, through the arms, down to the tips of the fingers. I oftentimes see people who say, oh my gosh, I have such bad shoulder pain, but they took an x-ray and my shoulder looks fine. We say that's probably because it's coming from your neck. So that's what cervical radiculopathy would be. Even though you might not have neck pain, even though you just have shoulder pain, it's still coming from the neck. Obviously, neck pain itself, segmental motion, lumbosacral radiculopathy. So lumbar is your lower back. Sacrum is like kind of where you sit. So if you were to put your hands on your hips and move those thumbs all the way back, that's your lumbosacral area, Radiculopathy is the nerves that run down your leg. So they looked at like nerves in your lower back, hips, down the thighs, down your, all the way down to the tips of the toes. That's lumbosacral radiculopathy. And the trials have shown that correction of that actually improves neuromusculoskeletal conditions like lumbosacral radiculopathy. Discogenic cervical radiculopathy. So that's more disc related. It looked at cervicocephalic kinesthetic stability. So it's like upper cervical, like head stability, central conduction time, and neuroplasticity, literally brain health, as well as visceral conditions like dizziness and cervicogenic headaches. So yes, your dizziness, your vertigo could be caused from a lack of cervical curve, right? And you're like, says who? And you're like, says science, published in Brain Circulation. So the spinal corrective technique applied throughout these clinical trials employs imaging before care to determine the physiological effects of the technique protocol to ensure effective spinal care. What does that mean? It means that that person throughout these clinical trials had x-rays before they started. So when someone tells you x-rays are not important, I would bear to disagree 100%. So considering the research showing decreased cervical, again, neck, hemodynamics, it's blood flow, with a loss of cervical lordosis, and well-established spinal corrective techniques, MRI imaging was performed before and following these corrective cervical adjustments. And again, what they found is that there was immediate increase in cerebral blood flow to the brain. So it's one of those ones where you're like, how important is a cervical curve? And you're like, immense. And you're like, how long do you want to take care of it? And so number one, my question to you is, you know, are you seeing a doctor that's paying attention to those things? What is your cervical curve? And if you don't know that, that is something that is a very important number. Why are the average chiropractors not looking at this? And oftentimes it's because the technique that we are empowered with through chiropractic school is really great for pain-based. Now, that being said, obviously that's what we do with a structural correction. But then again, when you talk about the restoration of that curvature and how it warranted for like dementia, Alzheimer's disease, cervicogenic headache, traumatic brain injury. Yeah, so those are ones where someone's like, hey, I just had a TBI. If they're able to get adjusted 100%. Why? Because we're also not doing rotary adjustments. That's a huge counterindication for the vertebral artery. We don't do any of those twisting neck adjustments. We use our hands. It's all by hands, but it's all tractional. So very gentle, very specific. But it's, again, because of the technique in which we have embodied in the office beyond just the standard headache, neck pain, and back pain rotary adjustments. And it truly shows in the amount of testimonies that we have in the office with these. And so I want to go back to a testimony that we shared with a patient who radically changed his life. Welcome, Brian, to the line. Welcome.
Thank you. Good to be with you today.
Okay, so I appreciate your time. Let's talk. So what were some of the things that you experienced before starting at Greenwood Family Chiropractic?
Before coming to the clinic, probably 2 years or so, my back has been what I call going out, in the sense that it would all of a sudden just hurt so extremely bad that I couldn't walk, I couldn't move. And prior to coming to the Greenwood Family Chiropractic, I was down in my back for 3 solid weeks. I couldn't move. It hurt to breathe. It hurt to sit up in bed. Literally, my wife and daughter had to carry me practically down the stairs. I was walking with a cane. To get in the vehicle to go anywhere was just extremely painful to try to get into the car or get into the truck. They had to help me in, they had to help me out, extreme pain, extreme discomfort. It was like my life was taken away from me.
And I think it's worthy to note, you're how old?
I'm 45 years old.
And how long had this been going on for?
About 2 years.
And so what were some of the things that you had tried for this?
Well, I actually, tried a chiropractic before coming to your clinic. And was extremely disappointed. There was no relief. There was no help. Prior to coming to your clinic, I went to the emergency room twice. They gave me shots for the pain, which did not help at all. They actually sent me to a specialist, a spine specialist, and he did x-rays, looked at the spine, and said he couldn't, quote, find anything wrong. But if there wasn't any improvement, then he wanted me to come back and get injections and get shots. And that was something that he said I would probably have to have for the rest of my life. Of course, you know, I didn't want that, and I didn't want to get any injections into my spine. So I actually found Greenwood Family Chiropractic on Facebook, and it scrolled up, and I'm thinking, I've got to do something. I've got to try this. So we set up an appointment, and we came into Greenwood Family Chiropractic.
I have to laugh a little bit because you always think about, like, really, how'd you find us? Cause but so you had faith in us, which I appreciate, you know, especially when someone has seen chiropractors before. You know, we're often not the first stop for people. So I always appreciate people's trust when they meet us and think, you know, I think that this is going to be what makes the difference. And so over these last several months, what are some of the changes that you've experienced?
Sure. Walking into your clinic, if you can call it walking in, I was using a cane. My daughter, my wife practically carried me in. It was painful to stand up, to sit down, to breathe, just intense pain. And the moment we walked into your clinic, and I think the name is really right, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, we felt like family. You welcomed us in. You helped us, took the x-rays. I was such a chronic case, you gave me that first adjustment right away. Mm-hmm. And I was very grateful for that. And you charted the course for us, told us what we needed to do, explained everything very, very well, very clear. We decided that we were going to see this through to the end, that we were going to be faithful to the plan, the treatment plan, just to see what happens. We had nothing to lose, and I didn't want, injections into my spine. So we kept coming and followed the plan that you prescribed. In a matter of just a short period of time, the cane went away. And
I feel like that was a really big win. You know, the day that you're like, hey, I can put on my own socks and I no longer have to rely on a cane to be mobile in my mid-40s. Like, that's a really, really big win.
You know, it was huge for me. And, you know, being down on my back, because, you know, I'm an active person, but being down on your back and you can't do anything, it was extremely emotional. The fact that, wow, I can actually stand up without the use of a cane, and I can even walk without somebody helping me. It was a huge win, and it was a great victory. Very emotional, and we thank God for that.
Yeah. Well, and you know, all we're doing is just removing interference. Like, your body can function, your body can heal. So I know that the very obvious differences are you kicked the cane to the curb. Your mobility, obviously, you don't need help with others to just do normal everyday functional movements. But there has been some other really great unexpected changes that you've experienced as well. And so I would love if you shared some of those too.
Sure, absolutely. We wanted to stay faithful to the home exercise, stay faithful to the office visits, even once we were out of pain, because our goal wasn't just to get out of pain, although that was the immediate need. You know, we want to be healthy, and we don't want this to happen again. I don't want to be laid up in bed again for 3 weeks with the back issue. So we've stayed faithful with that, and there's been other health improvements because of that. I have chronic sinus issues, allergies, was taking Tylenol sinus probably once a day, if not twice a day, every day, and now maybe once every 2 weeks, if that. Sinus has improved dramatically. My eyesight, and one of my left eye has been my worst eye as far as eyesight is concerned. I've gone to the same eye doctor for years, and just recently we went in for our annual checkup, and they took pictures of my eyes, and she was shocked at what she saw. She said the nerves in your eyes are actually glowing, and she told me that she only normally sees that in young children. She says it's like your eye is rejuvenating and renewing itself. And she was able to prescribe me glasses that was able to take that eye and make it 20/20. And she said prior to you know, this last visit, she never thought that that eye could be corrected to that amount. So she was in shock at the improvement in my eyesight.
Yeah. I think when you talk about, like, health is your body's ability to heal, healing isn't just removal of pain, you know, like that healing functioning that you have is it, like, that gave me goosebumps.
Yeah, it's really incredible. You know, I've had a hard time hearing, and did a hearing test, and the high end of my hearing was like jumping off a cliff. It was like non-existent. So they prescribed hearing aids for me. And I've been using them, but in the last little while here, I've set it to the lowest setting, and it's kind of hurting my head because my hearing has improved. And the only thing that we've done different is consistent chiropractic care.
Yeah.
So we're seeing benefits, and I look forward to, you know, what next year is going to bring and the year after that. And my back has so improved to the point that last week when we were on vacation in California, I was able to run on the beach with no pain in my knees, no pain in my back. It was really incredible. So coming to your office has really, you know, given us our life back. And, you know, I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah. And you say we and us quite a bit.
Yes. Yes.
So that, would you like to share a little bit more about that? Because I do think that's noteworthy. You know, we think people should come when they're, and, you know, they're walking in at 45 in a cane, and it's like, well, then what is we?
Sure. Well, I had received such improvement that I wanted my family to be beneficiaries, you know, of the health improvements that I was experiencing and experience them for themselves. So my wife and my four children come with me to Greenwood Family Chiropractic, and my girls and my wife have suffered from migraines for years, and that has improved. They haven't had a migraine since coming to your clinic, and you know, it's just incredible. I want to start them off on the right path so when they're 45, they don't have to deal with what I'm dealing with now, so that they can have a longer period of life that is full of vitality, without any pain, you know, any limitations whatsoever.
Yeah.
So our whole family is coming.
Yeah, I think that's one, when you start investing in health at that age. I always think about my kids and I'm like, man, you know, they've both been adjusted since birth. So I'm just like, I wonder if they're going to have that appreciation because they didn't have to go through those hardships, you know?
Sure.
So, but I do think it's one that's such a blessing to be able to bestow upon kids and that family, to be like, hey, we want to have that quality of life and live that together.
You know, absolutely. You know, and I look forward to getting older and playing with my grandkids and not having any issues or any pains. And that's definitely, we feel like God directed us to Greenwood Family Chiropractic, and we're just very grateful for it. And the staff there is wonderful. You know, we're very pleased, very happy, and it's a blessing to be connected. And we're just grateful that we've got our life back.
Yeah. Well, and I thank you for not only sharing your testimony, because I know that more than you know, those words will resonate on ears who have the same thing. They've gone through the injections, they've seen the other chiropractors, but just to know that there's still hope out there, I think your words, you'll never know how far reaching your words really go. But then too, you know, and I appreciate your trust. You had kind of quite a bit going on before and while you came in. So just that appreciation that you allow us to be alongside of the health journey for you and your family is always appreciated.
Well, we appreciate what you do. And we so believe in your clinic and what you do that we tell everybody about it. We tell our family, our friends, you know, because we've seen improvements, you know, we've seen results, you know, and we want other people to share in that same experience. So we highly recommend Greenwood Family Chiropractic, and we tell everybody about it. It gave us our life back. What more can you say?
Hey.
You know, it's just incredible.
I thank you so much for your time and your, we love seeing you in the office, the presence and the support that you lend to the office. I always appreciate it. So thank you for your time.
Well, thank you, doctor. We appreciate it very much.
Now, if you want to know more or have your spine evaluated, being in the office is what you have to do. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. That's GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. The one thing that I will always empower you to do is don't wait until something is wrong. You know, this is one where true prevention is not waiting for something to be wrong to be proactive. So if you're thinking, I have nothing wrong with me, I wish that there was a reason I could come in, just come in. It is easier to stay well than it is to get well. And so identifying and attacking problems before their life altering is inevitably our goal. So again, 317-893-2853. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Appreciate you tuning in. Look forward to next week, but always remember that your power is on.